The Tafsir of Surah Al-Ikhlas, Chapter 112, which was revealed in Mecca. The first topic of the surah is the reason for the revelation of the surah and its virtues. Imam Ahmad recorded from Ubay bin Ka'ab that the idolaters said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Muhammad, tell us the lineage of your Lord. So Allah revealed, translation, say, He is Allah, one. Allah, He begets not, nor was He begotten, and there is none comparable to Him. Similar was recorded by At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Jarir, and they added in the narration that he said, As-Samad is one who does not give birth, nor was he born, because there is nothing that is born except that it will die, and there is nothing that dies except that it leaves behind inheritance. And indeed, Allah does not die, and He does not leave behind any inheritance. And there is none comparable to Him. This means that there is none similar to Him, none equal to Him, and there is nothing at all like Him. Ibn Abi Hatim also recorded it, and At-Tirmidhi mentioned it as a mursal narration. Then At-Tirmidhi said, and this is the most correct. The next topic is a hadith on its virtues. Al-Bukhari reported from Amra bint Abdurrahman, who used to stay in the apartment of Aisha, the wife of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Aisha said, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent a man as the commander of a war expedition, and he used to lead his companions in prayer with recitation of the Quran, and he would complete his recitation with the recitation of, say, He is Allah, one. So when they returned, they mentioned that to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, ask him, why does he do that? So they asked him and he said, because it is the description of Ar-Rahman, and I love to recite it. So the Prophet ﷺ said, inform him that Allah the Most High loves him. This is how Al-Bukhari recorded this hadith in his book of Tawheed. Muslim and An-Nasai also recorded it. In his book of Salah, Al-Bukhari recorded that Anas said, a man from the Ansar used to lead the people in prayer in the Masjid of Quba. Whenever he began a surah in the recitation of the prayer that he was leading them, he would start by reciting, say, He is Allah, one, until he completed the entire surah. Then he would recite another surah along with it or after it, and used to do this in every rakah. So his companion spoke to him about this, saying, verily, you begin the prayer with this surah, then you think that it is not sufficient for you unless you recite another surah as well. So you should either recite it or leave it and recite another surah instead. The man replied, I will not leave it off if you want me to continue leading you, that is, in the prayers. I will do this, and if you all do not like it, I will leave you, that is, I will stop leading you. They used to consider him to be the best of them to lead them in prayer, and they did not want anyone else to lead them other than him. So when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, they informed him of this information, and he said, oh, so and so, what prevents you from doing what your companions are commanding you to do, and what makes you adhere to the recitation of this surah in every rakah? The man said, verily, I love it. The Prophet ﷺ replied, your love of it will cause you to enter paradise. This was recorded by Al-Bukhari with a disconnected chain, but in a manner indicating his approval. The next topic is a hadith that mentions this surah is equivalent to a third of the Quran. Al-Bukhari recorded from Abu Sa'id that a man heard another man reciting, say, He is Allah, one. And he was repeating over and over. So when morning came, the man went to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and mentioned that to him. And it was as though he was belittling it. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, by He in whose hand is my soul, verily it is equivalent to a third of the Quran. Abu Dawood and An-Nasai also recorded it. Another hadith. Al-Bukhari recorded from Abu Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to his companions, is one of you not able to recite a third of the Quran in a single night? This was something that was difficult for them, and they said, which of us is able to do that, O Messenger of Allah? So he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, replied, Allah is the one, As-Samad, is a third of the Quran. Al-Bukhari was alone in recording this hadith. The next topic is another hadith that its recitation necessitates admission into paradise. Imam Malik bin Anas recorded from Ubayd bin Hunayn that he heard Abu Huraira saying, I went out with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he heard a man reciting, say, he's Allah, the One. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is obligatory. I asked, what is obligatory? He replied, paradise. At-Tirmidhi and An-Nasai also recorded it by way of Malik. And At-Tirmidhi said, Hasan Sahih Gharib. We do not know of it except as a narration of Malik. The hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said, your love of it will cause you to enter paradise, has already been mentioned. The next topic is a hadith about repeating the surah. Abdullah bin Imam Ahmad recorded from Mu'adh bin Abdullah bin Khubayb, who reported that his father said, we became thirsty, and it had become dark while we were waiting for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to lead us in prayer. Then, when he came out, he took me by my hand and said, say. Then he was silent. Then he said again, say. So I said, what should I say? He said, say, he's Allah, One. In the two surahs of refuge, Al-Falaq and An-Nas, when you enter upon the evening and the morning three times each, there will be sufficient for you two times every day. This hadith was also recorded by Abu Dawud, At-Tirmidhi, and An-Nasai. At-Tirmidhi said, Hasan Sahih Gharib. An-Nasai also recorded through another chain of narrators with the wording, they will suffice you against everything. The next topic is another hadith about supplicating with it by Allah's names. In his book of Tafsir, An-Nasai recorded from Abdullah bin Buraida, who reported from his father that he entered the masjid with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was a man praying and supplicating, saying, O Allah, verily, I ask you by my testifying that there is no God worthy of worship except you. You are the One, the self-sufficient sustainer of all, who does not give birth, nor were you born, and there is none comparable to him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by he in whose hand is my soul, verily, he has asked him by his greatest name. It is his name that if he is asked by it, he will give, and if he is called upon by it, he will answer. The other Sunan compilers have also recorded this hadith. At-Tirmidhi said, Hasan Qarib. The next topic is a hadith about seeking a cure by these surahs. Al-Bukhari recorded from Aisha that whenever the Prophet ﷺ would go to bed every night, he would put his palms together and blow into them. Then he would recite into them, that is his palms, say, he is Allah, One. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of Al-Falaq. And say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. Then he would wipe whatever he was able to of his body with them, that is palms. He would begin wiping his head and face with them and the front part of his body. He would do this, that is wiping his body, three times. The Sunan compilers also recorded this same hadith.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
Translation, say, he is Allah, One. Allah as-Samad. He begets not, nor was he begotten, and there is none comparable to him. Al-Qur'an, chapter 112, verses 1-4. The reason for the revelation of the surah has already been mentioned. Ikrimah said, when the Jews said, we worship Uzair, the son of Allah, and the Christians said, we worship the Messiah, that is Isa, the son of Allah, and the Zoroastrians said, we worship the sun and the moon. The idolaters said, we worship idols. Allah revealed to his messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, he is Allah, One, meaning, he is the One, the singular, who has no peer, no assistant, no rival, no equal, and none comparable to him. This word, that is Al-Ahad, cannot be used for anyone in affirmation except Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, because he is perfect in all of his attributes and actions. Concerning his saying, Allah, As-Samad, Ikrimah reported that Ibn Abbas said, this means the one who all of the creation depends upon for their needs and their requests. Ali bin Abi Talha reported from Ibn Abbas, he is the master who is perfect in his sovereignty, the most noble who is perfect in his nobility, the most magnificent who is perfect in his magnificence, the most forbearing who is perfect in his forbearance, the all-knowing who is perfect in his knowledge, and the most wise who is perfect in his wisdom. He is the one who is perfect in all aspects of nobility and authority. He is Allah. Glory be unto him. These attributes are not befitting anyone other than him. He has no co-equal and nothing is like him. Glory be to Allah, the one, the irresistible. Al-Amash reported from Shaqiq, who said that Abu Wail said, As-Samad is the master whose control is complete. The next topic is, Allah is above having children and procreating. Then Allah says, He begets not, nor was he begotten, and there is none comparable to him. Meaning, he does not have any child, parent, or spouse. Mujahid said, and there is none comparable to him. This means, he does not have a spouse. This is as Allah says, He is originator of the heavens and the earth. How can he have children when he has no wife? He created all things. Al-Quran, chapter 6, verse 101. Meaning, he owns everything and he created everything. So how can he have a peer among his creatures who can be equal to him, or a relative who can resemble him? Glorified, exalted, and far removed is Allah from such a thing. Allah says, and they say, Ar-Rahman has begotten a son. Indeed, you have brought forth a terrible evil thing, whereby the heavens are almost torn, and the earth is split asunder, and the mountains fall in ruins. And they ascribe a son to Ar-Rahman, but it is not suitable for Ar-Rahman that he should beget a son. There is none in the heavens and the earth, but comes unto Ar-Rahman as a slave. Verily, he knows each one of them, and has counted them a full counting. And all of them will come to him alone on the day of resurrection. Al-Quran, chapter 19, verses 88 to 95. And Allah says, and they say, Ar-Rahman has begotten a son. Glory to him. They are but honored servants. They speak not until he has spoken, and they act on his command. Al-Quran, chapter 21, verses 26 and 27. Allah also says, and they have invented a kinship between him and the jinn, and the jinn know well that they have indeed to appear before him. Glorified is Allah. He is free from what they attribute unto him. Al-Quran, chapter 37, verses 158 and 59. In Sahih al-Bukhari, it is recorded that the Prophet ﷺ said, there is no one more patient with something harmful that he hears than Allah. They attribute a son to him, while it is he who gives them sustenance and cures them. Al-Bukhari also recorded from Abu Hurairah that the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, says, the son of Adam denies me, and he has no right to do so, and he abuses me, and he has no right to do so. In reference to his denial of me, it is his saying, he, that is Allah, will never recreate me like he created me before. But the recreation of him is easier than his original creation. As for his cursing me, it is his saying, Allah has taken a son, but I am the one, the self-sufficient master. I do not give birth, nor was I born, and there is none comparable to me. This is the end of the tafsir of Surah Al-Ikhlas. and all praise and blessings are due to Allah.